Soma Sagar, you're in charge of the developer division here at Microsoft.
Absolutely. It's great to be here, Brian.
Thanks for being here.
It's a great chance to talk to people around the world, people who are developers and who are excited about the opportunities that they have ahead of them. It's awesome to be here.
Great. Well, the last time we had you was actually leading up to the Visual Studio 2013 launch back in November.
Yep.
So a lot of changes since then, rapid pace. Let's first talk about this kind of, you know, new Microsoft. A lot of new leadership, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. Satya kind of at the helm. From your perspective as a senior leader within Microsoft, how have things changed, or is it business as usual? How are things going?
You know, whenever there is a leadership change, there is always sort of opportunities to sort of, you know, pause and then think about, like, you know, how we want to move forward. And I think that's precisely what, you know, Satya and the leadership team is doing as we go along. But in some sense, you know, hey, a lot of the work that we are doing today has been put in motion in the last year or two. So it's a great opportunity for us to pause, reflect upon where we are, and figure out, like, you know, hey, how we want to put our best foot forward kind of thing. And so it's been a fantastic time. I always say, like, you know, hey, a time of change. Some people can say it's a time of challenge. Some people can change it. It's a time of opportunity. For me, it's a boatload of opportunities.
I like to think of it as the opportunity as well. So let's get right to it. A lot of momentum since we were talking about Visual Studio Online back in November. Let's start right there. I think I heard a stat this morning, over 1 million developers already using Visual Studio Online. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You know, it's sort of fascinating because we launched the service in preview form, the Visual Studio Online service in preview form, about 4.5 months ago in November, right? And until then, we had sort of done, like, you know, private preview, public preview. We were doing sort of all kinds of things to make sure that we are building the right things for our customers. But when you launch something, right, you don't know what the reception is going to be kind of thing, right? Fast forward 4.5 months, knowing that, like, you know, we've seen a phenomenal uptake for the service, where we have, like, you know, literally more than 1 million developers that have registered with the Visual Studio Online service. And more importantly, a lot of them are doing something meaningful day in and day out. That's just been fantastic to see. And that is just the service side.
That's exciting. And there's always, of course, new updates coming. I've seen almost every 3 weeks we have a new update coming, a lot of new stuff coming in Application Insights, of course. Tell me, how important is Application Insights to the future of Visual Studio Online?
Sure. So let me first sort of, you know, talk a little bit about one thing that you mentioned, which is, like, you know, hey, we've seen, like, you know, a lot of updates coming out pretty regularly, faster pace, faster cadence. If you remember back about a year ago or a year and a half ago, we said, like, you know, hey, we want to sort of move into a world where the cadence that we are delivering stuff, right, is much faster than what we've done ever before, right? And true to form, whether you are thinking about Visual Studio, where we are releasing Visual Studio itself more frequently, or updates to Visual Studio that we are releasing pretty much every 3-4 months, and these updates contain not only bug fixes, but also a fair set of what I call new features and new enhancements and new capabilities in Visual Studio, the cadence that we've been delivering for Visual Studio itself has just been awesome. And with Visual Studio 2013, we are absolutely continuing that trend. You know, you might have noticed that we've already shipped Visual Studio 2013 Update 1 a couple months ago. And just yesterday, we announced the release candidate of Visual Studio 2013 Update 2. This release candidate has got a go-live license, so people are welcome to sort of, you know, build production applications and deploy it in production environments and know that we are there to support them. So the cadence has been awesome. Now, if you look at the services side from Visual Studio Online perspective, we are literally on a cloud cadence. Like, you know, hey, every 3 weeks, we sort of rev the service. Some of those revs are what I call minor updates. Some of those, you know, revs are major updates because major features kind of thing. But we are on a fast cadence now. Having said that, to answer your specific question about Application Insights, first of all, you know, if you take a step back and think about what the developer wants to do today, in the past, developers would say, like, you know, hey, I'm interested in building an application, so let me think about designing, let me think about building, let me think about debugging, and let me get my app done. But once my app is done, I'm going to sort of throw it over the wall and let somebody else deploy the application,
manage the application. My job's done. My job is done. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that world is fast changing because, like, in this world where agility and continuous deployment, continuous delivery, continuous feedback, you know, build, measure, learn, you sort of have multiple different terminologies and ways that people talk about this fast cadence, but it's all about saying, like, you know, hey, the time between ideation to getting something in the hands of my customers, I want to keep it as small as possible, but more importantly, it's not like, you know, I do it once every 5 years kind of thing. I want to do it in a faster cadence, learn from what I've done, and then be able to iterate fast and improve faster. And the best way for you to know what is going on is application insights. Because what you really want to do is like, hey, I've built an application, I know what I'm building, I've deployed it, but what I really need to know now is, what are my users doing with this? How are they using? What is the application doing? How is the application performing? Is it meeting my customers' requirements and demands? And are the customers spending more time on the application? And the more data I have, the more I can think about like, hey, how do I prioritize my next sprint or my next sort of work items or next backlog and be able to sort of address customer feedback and keep going in that virtual cycle. So application insights is sort of a key pillar of understanding what happens to your application when it's deployed so that you can focus on making it the right app with time.
That's great, and I think it's really exciting because we really do practice what we preach. I mean, you have a brand new building that you've renovated where most of your team is over in Building 18, I'll walk up and down the halls and I'll see these monitors along the wall that actually have the App Insights data so that everybody's on the same page about whether or not there's a live site issue or how customers are actually using the service. Maybe you write a blog post and we see a lot of new signups that are going to the site and that sort of thing. So it really is nice to be able to not only get these tools out into the hands of customers, but also to use them ourselves and try to make it better together.
Absolutely right. In a world where, like, hey, DevOps is becoming sort of one integrated workflow with the developer at the center of the DevOps workflow, right? That's what we are enabling in Visual Studio. And we are no different as far as the developer division goes or Visual Studio goes, because we ourselves are sort of a development team that wants to operate in a sort of, faster cadence. Let's go get insights. Let's go get data, and let's sort of have a rapid iterative loop, and so it makes sense for us to follow what we preach or what we do in Visual Studio.
Absolutely. So while we're on the topic of DevOps today, one of the most exciting things for me coming out of the keynote this morning with Scott Guthrie and Bill Staples mm-hmm. was this new Microsoft Azure portal. And Bill Staples showed how we're really bringing together Visual Studio Online mm-hmm. with the Windows Azure portal. We're pulling in billing data. We're pulling in all of this application insights data. Moving forward, is that kind of the one place moving forward where we'll start to see a lot of these innovations showing up?
Absolutely.
Are those portals mm-hmm. kind of over time going to kind of go into this one portal to rule them all, if you will?
Sure. What we showed today was like sort of what I call a preview mm-hmm. or the beginning of what an integrated experience could look like. Today you got Azure portal, you got Visual Studio Online, you got other sort of management consoles or management portals kind of thing. And what we are trying to say is like, hey, particularly if you think about DevOps and having it be closely integrated with the platform, we have an opportunity to say that there is one integrated portal or one place that you as the developer go to think about the entire lifecycle of your application. Starting from like, hey, I'm starting to think about an application or write some code, all the way to deployment, getting insights, being able to manage my application, that whole cycle that people need to care about, you can do all of that in that one integrated portal kind of thing, right? And so we feel really good that, like, hey, in fact, I would say, like, we are in a unique position today for being able to deliver that integrated one-stop experience in a single portal, unified portal. And I think that experience is going to be far more integrated than what you would get anywhere else today.
Absolutely. I think it's first of its kind. And you mentioned, obviously, how important this is to developers. But at the end of the demo, Bill also showed one of the operations dashboards that you might put together as well. And it's just beautiful. And I can't wait to talk to Jonas Sterling and Vishal Joshi later this afternoon to talk about some of the engineering which went into making that possible.
We've always talked about how you can get developers and operations folks to come together and work together seamlessly. Having an integrated portal that takes care of both all the development needs and the management / operations needs, I think people are going to just love this experience.
Absolutely. So I can't believe we've made it about 10 minutes in and we haven't talked about one of the biggest things that was talked about today, which is Roslyn is here. Mm-hmm. You can go download it. It works with Visual Studio 2013. And oh, by the way, we're open sourcing it.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, if you look at what we've done in the last, I would say like 2 or 3 years kind of thing, we've steadily sort of been thinking about how do we work more closely with the community, right? How do we think about doing innovation in the open? How do we create a more vibrant community? How do we have the community participate with us, both in terms of giving us feedback, but more importantly, in terms of helping us with the innovation and moving forward in the direction that we are headed in, right? So given that, I think, you know, we took some major steps both yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you know, you heard us talk about like how we are open sourcing the WinJS framework. Today, you heard us talk about like, you know, hey, Rosslyn, it's not only here as a preview for Visual Studio 2013, but the C# and the VB compilers are open source as of today, and we sort of are ready to take contributions kind of thing. TypeScript 1.0 is open source. We are ready to take contributions. And to sort of top it all, what we said is like, now, hey, all these .NET open source efforts that we are doing, that we've been doing in a one-off way so far, we said it's time to sort of bring them all together under the .NET Foundation umbrella and give a chance both for the .NET community and for Microsoft to work together much more collaboratively in the future of .NET kind of thing. So I'm really, really, really excited about what we've done leading up to today and what we announced today in terms of the .NET Foundation and open sourcing of Rosslyn and everything else that we are doing.
That's awesome. And I do see some questions here from our Niners. Eric is asking whether the version of the Rosslyn compiler will work with VS 2013. And yes, the version that you can download today is a preview. It plugs right into Visual Studio 2013. So all of the demos that you saw Anders do on stage, you can go download that and you can make it your own, and you can do that as well. And then Anders also mentioned C# 6, which is coming to a future version of Visual Studio. So
in fact, Anders mentioned this in his keynote today. He said, like, you know, hey, just a V6 kind of thing, right? It's a Visual Studio plugin or extension. Go plug it into Visual Studio 2013, and boom, you have the Rosslyn compiler working with Visual Studio 2013 today.
Fantastic. And so I see some people asking about developing for Android and whether or not we will support that with Visual Studio. What are your thoughts in terms of how Visual Studio can help support Android and iOS development?
Sure. In some sense, like, you know, when you are talking about like, you know, being in a mobile-first world, that is, you have to figure out how you're going to enable people to be able to build device applications that are targeting multiple device platforms, including Android, right? One of the things that we've done like over the last year or so is really sort of, you know, strengthen our partnership with a variety of partners, whether it is Unity for games, whether it is, you know, Xamarin for C# developers, or whether it is PhoneGap and Cordova for sort of the HTML5 JavaScript developers kind of thing. We want to make sure that Visual Studio, with our partners' work, can be a great environment for you to be able to build applications, both for the Windows family of devices through the universal applications that we talked about yesterday, but also be able to target other platforms, including Android and iOS.
And so I also saw that Miguel from Xamarin did announce that they are going to, in the future, support universal Windows apps, which is exciting.
Miguel has got a session here today. If people are interested, I would encourage them to go sort of, you know, see Miguel's session, because he's going to talk more in depth how you can use Xamarin with Visual Studio and how you can build applications that can be targeted at all these multiple device platforms.
Fantastic. Well, while we're talking about .NET and all the language enhancements, we've mentioned C# a few times. What about Visual Basic?
Visual Basic continues to be an important part of our language portfolio, right? When we say C#, we really mean C# and VB. When Anders says Rosslyn, that's both, you know, open sourcing the C# compiler and the VB compiler, right? So we've always sort of thought about like, you know, C# and VB as two core programming languages that we have supported and will continue supporting as part of the .NET family, in addition to F# and everything else that we do.
Excellent. So here's a great question. For building line of business applications, let's say that you need to build line of business applications. Anchor is saying for Windows 8.1 and Windows 7. What technology might you choose for that?
It depends, right? You know, you there are multiple technologies. First of all, right, we've always said that, like, you know, we believe in sort of giving developers the choice, right? So we say, like, you know, hey, you want to build a C++ application, let's say, right?
Sure.
I'm sort of picking an extreme example here.
Sure.
Right? Most people don't probably use C++ for line of business applications. But you want to use that, you can go use that. But, you know, the two technologies that I think are going to be most commonly used in enterprises from a line of business application perspective are web standards, whether it's HTML5 JavaScript or C# or VB, right? Kind of, you know, one of the .NET languages. So we continue to make sure that, you know, hey, you can build applications that target both Windows 8.1 and Windows 7. Having said that, some of the newer things that we are doing are going to be mostly targeted Windows 8. So you'll have to think about, like, you know, what is the API surface area that exists between Windows 7 and Windows 8, and how you're going to be able to build applications if you're interested in targeting both platforms.
Excellent. So you actually mentioned something that triggered another question I had for you, Soma, which is there's another announcement that didn't make it into the keynote, but I know that we're making today around this thing called .NET Native. Mm-hmm. What is .NET Native?
So basically, like, you know, hey, in the past, like, you know, the claim to fame for .NET has been developer productivity, mm-hmm. right? People get really, really excited about all the productivity benefits that you get when you're writing your app or when you're building your app kind of thing using C#, VB, whatever language you use. One of the things that we've always thought about was because we use, like, you know, what I call, you know, just-in-time compiler technology, and we do engine and other kinds of things on the client machine, there's always been like, you know, hey, do I get the maximum performance out of it? Or because I go through an intermediate language step here, and do I take a slight performance hit kind of thing? And we said, like, you know, hey, for there are enough scenarios where people really want the best out of their application performance on the client side. So if we can take the productivity benefits of C# or .NET or VB, and if we can marry it with being able to compile the code natively in your build app, so that you run the native sort of code on the machine, we feel like, you know, we take the productivity and the performance and marry them together. That's what .NET Native Compilation helps you do.
Excellent. And so this is something that you run as kind of a post-compilation step,
yeah.
or it's built into mm-hmm. when you're compiling?
And you basically get native code in the process, like the binaries, native binaries you get.
That's exciting. I never thought I'd see the day that would come out. So that's awesome.
To be clear, that's available in a preview today as a standalone, so you can sort of get it and download it and then use it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be integrated in the next version of Visual Studio whenever that happens.
Excellent. So I see a lot of people excited about how do they actually get this. So James is asking, if you sign up for a Visual Studio Online monthly subscription, does that also give you credits to build and deploy applications to Windows Azure as well?
Yes.
And so I imagine you can buy an MSDN subscription, right?
Yeah, I think the standard thing that we tell people that we sort of let people know, because we've sort of had a long-standing history of telling developers that, like, you know, hey, you want to be able to get the latest and greatest and all the benefits of all mm-hmm. the platforms at Microsoft, MSDN is your best way. We made sure that, like, an MSDN subscription at all levels give you some form of Azure credit for you to be able to, you know, start deploying your application, seeing what happens kind of thing. So that we'll continue across the full set of offers that we have.
Excellent. Another question here about Azure Mobile Services from James. We saw some demos in the keynote this morning, and I hate to keep, you know, bringing it back to .NET, but today is a big day for .NET.
It's a huge day because, like, you know, in the past, like, one of the big things that we've been hearing from our customers is, like, hey, when are you going to support .NET in Azure Mobile Services? And voila, that is today, right? So today you can, and that was the big thing that we announced in Scott's keynote, that as part of Azure Mobile Services, .NET is absolutely a fully supported first-class citizen for you to be able to build your Azure Mobile Services for the backend.
Absolutely, that's really exciting. And so the last question we have here from James is, I may have missed this, but when is the new Azure portal going to be available? And I think it's actually available any minute now,
It's going to be available today. I actually don't know whether it's already available or in the next few minutes or next little while it's going to be available. But as I mentioned before, we are delivering a preview of the new integrated Azure portal mm-hmm. that Bill Staples demonstrated in the keynote today. It's in preview today, and like anything else right now, hey, every few weeks you're going to see us sort of start to update the service, but the portal is available today.
That's right, so you can go to portal.azure.com. Now, I'm going to ask this question. I'm sure I probably won't get an answer from you, but I just have to ask a question from Roy. When will the next version of Visual Studio be released, Soma?
I would say that the teams are hard at work on the next version of Visual Studio. As you see, like, you know, first of all, I think, you know, someday soon, I don't know when it is, we want to get away from this notion of, like, you know, hey, is there a new version of Visual Studio? Is there a new version of Visual Studio, right? When we move into a world of services, we really want to think about, like, you know, hey, you have Visual Studio, you're on the latest and greatest. There is no, like, you know, Visual Studio 2012, 2013, 2014 kind of thing. But we are still a little bit, you know, further in terms of getting to that state, right? Now, people talk about, like, you know, hey, when are you going to deliver Visual Studio as a service? Which really means is, like, you know, I don't need to think about all these versions, you know, I'm on the latest and greatest kind of thing. Having said that, we are hard at work on the next version of Visual Studio. Even as we sit here and speak, teams are busy sort of, you know, cranking out code and new features and new functionality. But I don't have anything to talk about today. Sometime in the near future, we'll start talking about, like, you know, hey, what is coming in new, and then we'll talk about when and what and all that fun stuff.
All right.
But meanwhile, Visual Studio 2013 RC2 is here, or update to RC is here. And I would say folks who are interested in getting the latest stuff, please go get it today.
Excellent.
That's available
excellent.
Now. Yeah.
Very good. Well, we'll leave it right there. Soma, thanks so much for being back on Channel 9.
As always, good talking to you, Brian, and it's a great opportunity to talk to people around the world. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with Googs.